Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and a Third podcast. It's your man, DeLeo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times, sir?
Twice removed.
It's your boy, Drew Nitty, a.k.a. International Drew, a.k.a. that Ghanaian gangster, a.k.a. that Black Star kid, a.k.a. I ain't got no a.k.a.s this week.
Yo, what up? I'm TJ, a.k.a. Irish Goodbye.
That nickname real thick, by the way. So.
And there's another guy, but...
B.A. is a.k.a. the Maytag man. He's doing laundry right now. What up, y'all?
A.k.a. Snuggle.
Hey, man, make sure you're using them Tide Pods, man. Don't eat them, though, all right? First off, I want to apologize to our listeners. We did actually record last weekend, but we had some technical difficulties, and we were not able to publish our show. So we do apologize if y'all have been waiting, you know, because I know you have been waiting for a couple weeks, and we did have something special for you, but it didn't come together, so.
Yo, I know he stepped away, but I would say this even if he was here, but I blame the Android.
Yeah. Android users are problems, man. And, you know, I know I'm going to get some backlash for that, but don't be acting right, man.
Yeah. I definitely blame the Android.
Yeah. BA is the Android user on the show, and it was his mic that was giving us issues last weekend, so.
Got our group chat looking crazy and green.
Can't even name the group chat.
Man, for real. So hopefully we get through this show without any major technical difficulties. Keep our fingers crossed. Y'all had a good weekend so far, man?
All I can say is the brother had to work because, you know, the young generation don't know how to work no more.
Man, what's going on, man? You sound like you had a mutiny going on over there.
Man, we got people leaving left and right. It's just craziness, bro. And it's not my fault. So,
you know what? On one hand, I understand how it's fucked up. But on the other hand, I kind of admire it. It's the same way when...
Of course you do.
But it's the same way with, like, in the league. Like, for instance, LeBron deciding to team up with D-Wade and Chris Bosh and go to Miami, like they're making their own new rules, like they're not following traditional rules. On one hand, it's kind of admirable, but on the other hand, goddamn it, like decent.
Well, it sounds like Drew got a bunch of Antonio Browns over there.
No. Yeah, I got a couple of Antonio Browns and maybe one John Gruden somewhere.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't get that reference. What the hell does that mean?
Well, you got a leader that don't know how to talk to nobody, and it ain't me.
Antonio Brown is leaving in the middle of the game?
Right.
Yeah, there's a protocol when you're supposed to quit a job. You're supposed to give at least a two-week notice, right?
Okay, wait, can we pause on that point? Because I've never understood this. Yeah, we're supposed to give a two-week notice when we quit, but they don't give us a two-week notice when they fire us, like... We're supposed to give them a two-week notice so they can find time to find somebody to train them and all that good stuff. But, like, they don't give us a two-week notice to get our shit together because we're not getting a check when we think we're getting a check. Why do we got to give them 2 weeks if they don't give us 2 weeks? Let's just make
And I get that. You know, yeah. I get that whole thing. But, you know, it's just like, I don't know. It's like,
but what are you getting fired for? You know, sometimes a firing doesn't require a two-week notice because you did some bullshit.
Yeah, if it's like some crazy shit, you threaten to harm, but like if they feel like you're not performing well or blah, 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 they will just fire your ass the same day. And that's always been fucked up to me. I don't think quitting, well, it depends on, like, Drew, hopefully you're not being an asshole to people and all that good stuff. But if they're like an asshole?
No.
If they're like an asshole or something like that, I'm not even mad at But I can understand how it inconveniences you.
Well, part of it is I'm not the asshole in this situation, you know, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give it to you raw and uncut all the time. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing when it comes to my associates. If you suck, you suck. And I'm going to tell you that.
Jeez.
Hey.
But I'm also tell you how the ways to fix it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm going to do so you can get better. Now, some people I've told a couple of associates that they slow, but I found out something that I shouldn't have called the kid slow because he, yeah, it's a whole long story, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he has a condition and I never should have called slow. So yeah, I'm sorry. That was, hey, I didn't know.
Is he one of the people that quit without giving notice?
Nah. He's still there. He's the survivor. He real Destiny Child right now.
Okay. I was about to make another joke, but it would be inappropriate. So
it's a problem. Yeah. You second-guessing it.
So, well, when I left Arby's, I didn't give a two-week notice. They voted me, and then I would quit the next day.
And that's because a couple of jobs without getting noticed.
That's because you wouldn't put crack in the vials in the fries.
What are we talking about?
When people quit.
We're talking about appropriate work protocol, like giving 2 week notice, you know, when you leave. Is that still a thing? Are you supposed to give a 2 week notice when you leave a job now?
Uh-oh. We asking the wrong person. He probably
it's an employer's it's a worker's I got a call, but I was just saying it's an employee's market right now. They can afford to do that shit. Jobs are desperate to hire people, so if they quit without saying anything, they don't give a shit if it looks bad, because they will get a new job before, you know what I mean, they'll get a job quickly now, because it's the market right now.
I mean, my last job, I took a vacation, then I quit.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I've known people to quit while they're on vacation.
So
I get that. I think the last time I was in that position, I had got a really great opportunity that was a step up and, you know, life changing, and so they wanted me to like quit that following day. Like I got hired over the weekend, and then they was like, yeah, can you start Monday? And I had been, you know, working for this company for 5 years, and I felt some loyalty there, so I was like, I at least have to give them at least a week notice, you know what I mean? Like I can't be like the dude in Harlem Nights and be like, you know, bye, and I ain't never coming home no more, and then hang up the phone.
Yeah, how do you expect Richie and not call him by name, dog?
Richie is an icon.
Fucking icon.
Sometimes you do owe a bit of a loyalty to, you know, a company and that person that brought you in, you know, that at least, you know, it's just some type of respect there. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, go ahead, B.
I gave my previous gig before the one I'm at now, I gave them 2 weeks. But in that 2 weeks, I'm gonna do whatever the hell I want, because I already gave y'all my 2 weeks. So
that's another point.
Please don't expect a lot of productivity from me. It's never gonna happen.
That was very valid.
DA gonna give you 90% when he's working at the job. Maybe 90 to 100%. Then when he get that 2 weeks in, you about to get the strong 10%.
You really getting next to nothing. Like I'm telling you. Like I'm, you gonna fire me? I already got another kid.
So I won't get fined.
Right.
Now, to your earlier point, I do give respect to those people that work at Walmart and quit over the loudspeaker.
See, listen, motherfuckers will push you. Anybody that quits and like without giving 2 week notice, like no disrespect, Drew. I'm sure you're a fine employer, but like it really comes down to if you like these people or not.
Yeah.
No, they like me. A good percentage of my employees like me, you know, but
nigga had to add it,
because I'm always going to have their back.
Hey, it be like that, bro. I get it.
But as a like BA was, I had him like we both went to the same spot twice, and I was a good manager on both ends. Well, he was my boy too, so he.
I just get it in the sense that I've been a supervisor before, and I just like some people just ain't gonna like you. It is what it is.
Right. I've come to that conclusion. I wanted all my employees to like me, but you can't.
But you know what? I don't like some of them, so it's
right.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, and to keep it a buck, shit. Some employers deserve that 2-week notice. Some really don't.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I get it. Do you think the Bears gave Nick Foles a 2-week notice that they was gonna release him?
Oh, they told him he was gone.
That nigga had a 2-week notice.
Right.
Yeah.
You knew at the end of the season you about to get cut.
You knew when you signed here that he wasn't going fucking. Nah.
Well, for like 2 weeks, he thought.
If you didn't know.
Nah. Foles didn't. Think that
the Bears backup quarterback Nick Foles after 2 years has been released, and yeah, man, you know.
So, well, I hope he can ride out that random Super Bowl win and get another bag one more game. What is he like, 33, 32?
Yeah, he's not, you know, a little time on.
I mean, he ain't got that much.
Hey, you know what? But that's what you just said, TK. Thank you. Random Super Bowl win. That makes me. I hate when people kind of judge quarterbacks on Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Nick Foles has more Super Bowls than Dan Marino.
Wow.
But they use that as a damn determinant of talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, Super Bowls don't equate to greatness.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I feel like the NBA championship for one player means more to than an NFL championship for one player.
Yeah. Yeah,
I agree
with you on that, Drew.
Agree.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, I said, we don't respect Foles. I mean, we respect Foles
Drew, to add to that, by that same logic, an NFL championship for one player means more than a World Series championship for one player.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's because
we don't put baseball players to that same criteria.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. That's very true.
Yeah,
well, like Trent Dilfer has a damn championship. Like, are we seriously gonna use championships as the barometer? Brad Johnson has one.
It's like the championship obviously is the highest thing you can do in a sport, but it's not the only thing that makes you great or an all time great. So sometimes too much emphasis
for football.
is put on football. Yeah,
specifically football, because if I ask you why Tom Brady's the greatest and seven championships comes out of your mouth, like, you can stop.
Yeah.
We had this conversation. So them seven championships would be a part of my reasoning, but not the whole thing. But what I'm saying is just that, like, it is the highest thing. So they will say Nick Foles, Super Bowl winning quarterback, because the Super Bowl is the highest thing you can do in professional football. But that doesn't make, you know, that's not all that goes into a quarterback's legacy or overall greatness, you know?
Right, because you could have a great defense that won the championship, and you could just do one touchdown.
Brad Johnson, Trent Dilfer, thank you.
The starting quarterback of that Eagles team, right?
No, that game he was.
Right,
but
right.
Who was the starting? Like, who? He wasn't number one on the depth chart. Like,
no, he was backing up Carson Wentz at the time.
Okay, and Wentz got hurt. And then, so he came in and he.
But Foles.
No, not in the game.
He carried them through the playoffs.
He carried them through the playoffs, right.
He still wasn't the fucking number one option. That's the point. Like, he was a backup. He got put in the position and he was a professional, so he did what he was supposed to do. But he still wasn't considered the best quarterback on his team.
Right. But hell.
So sometimes, yeah, you can be part of a championship team and not really be the main ingredient or a big part of the equation, but you still get that title put on him like Nick Foles does, Super Bowl winning quarterback released by the Bears.
Because, T, you just won a Super Bowl too, right? Right? You just won a Super Bowl.
You talking about on Madden?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I win like every year.
Okay, what position do you play?
Oh, wide receiver.
You're wide receiver, okay. Awesome. Yeah, I just won a Super Bowl, and
wait, why is it interesting that I pick wide receiver?
No, I'm just curious as to what we all put ourselves in the game, right?
Right.
I'm interested in the positions. Yeah, I'm a running back.
I'm a quarterback.
I've been quarterback. Quarterback or running back?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it interesting that we it's you know the choice?
Yeah.
That was always my favorite position when I played, you know, as a kid or whatever.
Yeah. Mine too. I just felt like more control with being a quarterback on there. And I played for the Jets, and I had
four really?
I had four horrible seasons, and I finally, you know, came back and you know, grew my player and ended up winning.
And now wait, B and Drew, who y'all play for?
It's always gonna be the Chicago Bears, bro.
Yeah, always
the Bears for me.
Well, yeah.
I take that back.
How about you end up in New York on the Jets?
I take that back.
But he's playing. It's the Moses playing. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
They can trade you without your consent.
Well, you get drafted by whoever. You know, right. and then
but
in order to
he's
get,
playing a different mode. To get, he's playing like the we play like the Frank
a
guy
current
mode.
One, a current one.
The version of the mode in the game that he's playing is different. You play franchise, right?
Yeah.
So you choose the franchise.
Yeah.
Right.
That you want to play. You want to control, right? He's playing a player. He gets drafted by a team.
You gotta say it all slow, like I'm 3 years old.
So it's like, it's like a whole storyline, just like the My Player mode in 2K.
Right.
So they have like a whole story that plays out, and you go to college.
So a player that you created, you can just put in the draft, and it can end up anywhere, not on the team that you
correct
control.
Yeah.
The point. I don't want to end up in fucking.
not only.
Need you to request a trade.
Yeah. You can request a trade. I haven't played, like, when I did that on the last Madden, you had to, like, I think you had to, not retire, but you had to, like, go enter free agency. And then, but you can go, you can end up being undrafted and then be forced to retire. So I don't know if it's like on Madden 22, but that's what I didn't like about Madden. Well, the last one I had, it wasn't 21, I think it was 20. They forced you into retirement if you enter free agency and nobody drafted you.
That reminds me, since Drew just left, what kind of bullshit y'all said about me at the beginning?
Well,
when I wasn't.
Nothing.
I can't. I'm not going to hear it back. I'm going to hear it.
Speaking of which, I was laughing at y'all accusing me of being the one whose phone was jacked up. When I got that phone call, I was listening back. y'all was like, that was probably his phone the whole time.
Yeah, no, probably got the fucking sir. Tape.
It was not, sir. That was hilarious. I was laughing my ass off.
I think Drew said you needed to wash your sick your silk negligee or some shit.
Oh, that's what he said. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Yo, he did not say that. The only thing that said was, I was like, this nigga had to go get his fine delicates out the dryer. I think that's like the only thing. And we started talking about some other shit, but you'll hear it.
Okay.
You was down there sweating, worried what the fuck we were talking about, huh?
Nope.
Expected to come back to some bullshit.
Nope. I was going to hear it either way.
What? Yeah, that probably was going to leave it in there. Man, Drew's back there having whole conversations.
Uncle Drew is handling business. The terrible 2-year-old is giving them that work.
Hey. People, y'all, if you're listening to this, you understand that we are real people. We have real lives.
Right.
Shit happens.
Right. Man, we was talking about...
Okay. All right, guys, I'm back.
Yeah.
You sure?
We know.
You sure?
I think she mad you poured her cranberry juice instead of grape juice, bro. She sound angry.
Yeah, she kind of upset.
Yeah, man. You know, get it one of those little fruit pouches, man. Kids love those, man.
Hey, man.
it's like Capri Sun, man. Man, remember you was a shorty and you said Capri Sun in your lunch and you know you was the shit because you know. Especially like if it was a new flavor.
Y'all don't just that, put on cocoa melon for her. Drew.
No, she don't do cocoa melon, man. She do Moana. And if I see that movie one more goddamn time.
One more goddamn time. Is it like
listen.
Two or three of those?
No, it's just one, bro.
You know what my child did? Five what? Heartbeats.
What?
No bullshit.
Dude, I can't no bullshit. Imagine.
I kid you not.
I can't imagine.
Well, it's probably because that nigga made her watch Five Heartbeats, and that's what she grew up loving. You didn't.
Nah, it was when she was a baby. Like, it was the songs, it was the music is what got her. Like, she would literally be standing up in her crib just like, you can that movie,
nothing but love for you, baby.
That movie could babysit her. Like, if I needed something to keep her occupied, 5 heartbeats, she wouldn't stop doing whatever she's doing to watch it.
Wait, just in case. wait,
what? Man, bro. Hey, I am mad. I am not mad.
You find whatever works is the point I'm making.
I get it. And Moana worked for her, but I can't. Yep. Nah, I can't do it no more, bro.
I think more children should have been raised on 5 heartbeats, in my opinion. So we was talking about bad work etiquette. Let's talk about bad guest etiquette.
Oh, wow. Okay, so yeah, I need to hit a demo because, Toy, I like to apologize. I had to work yesterday. I couldn't make it in, but I need to hear this.
TJ, are you still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so over the weekend, TJ and I went to our girlfriend Toy's, soiree, whatever you want to call it. Toy, if you're listening, how you doing, dear? We love you. And
some more than others, apparently, now.
Okay, wait. I feel like I should just give the rundown since I am the main culprit here. Well, the culprit.
By all means, sir.
So one quick backstory. So I do the Irish goodbye. If you don't know what the Irish goodbye is, when you're at parties and events, it's when you leave without saying goodbye to anyone. You just slickly slide out the exit. So here's the thing, Dave and I, obviously good friends. We're alike in a lot of ways. We have things in common, but one of the things we do not have in common is leaving parties. See, Dave, I like to get out.
With Dave on this one.
I like to get out, no frills. I don't like making a big fuss. Not saying that Dave makes a big fuss, but I like to just kind of slide out the party. Dave has to speak to every single person in the party and say goodbye, a personal goodbye. And it's a very sweet gesture, but I just, So anyway, we went to our good friend Toy's get together yesterday, and essentially at a certain point, meter kind of ran out, a little anxiety, a little claustrophobia. I had to get out of there. And I manipulated Dave into doing Irish goodbye with me. More like I made a run for it when I could, and then he kind of chased me down the hall, and I didn't stop. That's essentially what happened. Like, it was a real thing. It wasn't just, I'm tired of these niggas, I'm out of here.
I believe TJ just throw a smoke bomb like a ninja and then she disappeared.
But the comedy of it was, like, we were at the thing, and then it was in a big hotel room, and at a certain point, about, I don't know, an hour in, I noticed that there was a back side door. And then I started watching it to see if it was operational, if we could really achieve this. And then at a certain point, I asked Dave in so many words, like, go check that door. I'm gonna stand in this doorway so nobody sees you, but check that door, open it, and see if it goes to the hallway. And then he did that, and when the time was right, maybe 15-20 minutes later, I went ahead and did it, because, like I said, in the moment, there's a lot going on, hot.
Yeah,
I felt like the room was literally fucking closing in on me. I had to get out of there.
It was definitely a super spreader type scenario in there. It was hilarious though, because, like, we were literally sitting there, friends, people were coming and going, and he told me to go check that back door to see if it actually opened. So
I don't think you believed that I was going to do it at that point.
No, I didn't. Matter of fact, I spoke to Toy today and I told her that I was like, I didn't think TJ was serious, but because when he left, and he did the whole role, like, he played the role to the fullest. Like, he, I went and checked the door, and then he started, like, he had, like, about 3 pieces of his German chocolate cake that was.
Man, shout out to Allison. That German chocolate cake was banging.
Hold up. You wait. Three? Now, hold on. three pieces of chocolate cake. Now, were they big sizes?
I cut moderate sizes, but
it was decent size. But
I mean, it was decent, but they were moderate. Like, you know.
But the third piece was a ruse, obviously, because
I didn't finish the third piece.
He didn't finish the third piece, and he used that as an. I think he was trying to play it off like he was going to get some water or something. But he took his plate with the half-eaten third piece of German chocolate cake. He threw it away, and then he dashed out the door.
Listen, I don't believe in half-assing. You got to sell it. If you're going to do it, commit to it, whatever it is.
So when he walked out the door, I was like, I'm sitting there like, I know this nigga didn't just leave. And so I go to the door, and he's like all the way almost to the elevator, way down the hall. And I'm not trying to be super ghetto and yell down the hall. So I'm like, Teach. And I'm like whispering. But he has his phone up to his ear, pretending like he's talking to somebody. And so.
And I did hear, I didn't know it was you, Dave. I thought it could be you. I didn't know for sure.
He definitely didn't look back.
I didn't look back at all. I was on the call.
He hit that corner and was gone. And then I went back and sat down for a minute. I was like, yo, I think he might have really left. So I'm sitting there like, you know, trying to process this. Because he couldn't really go anywhere because all his work stuff was in my car. So he couldn't, it wasn't like he could, like, you know, go to work. You know, he could have left and like came back or something. But so I'm sitting there like bewildered and figuring out like, okay, what should I do now? And so then I get a text like, meet me in the lobby. So I'm like, do I say goodbye to, you know, folks, and then, you know, end up getting questioned a million times, like, where y'all going? Where's Teej and all of that? So then I went and stood by the back door. And I kind of just waited, and you know,
because you don't know how to actually sneak out is what's happening. Not familiar with the process.
It was like we were sitting right next to two friends who were right in my vantage point, so they would have seen me just walk out, and I didn't want to like just walk out like that.
But then tell them how the guys helped out, stepped in,
man,
and helped out.
As you know, as God would have it, because God is good all the time. Mm-hmm. While I was standing there at the back door. Two of the people who were there earlier who had left apparently to go get some more food came back through that door. Through that door. Nobody had been coming in and out of that door all night, but they came through that door at that moment in time, and I happened to be standing there, and as they came in, I walked out. and then I went downstairs, and TJ was like, all right, you ready? All right, let's go. And yeah, and that's how I was like, bro, like we're really leaving without saying goodbye. He's like, so goodbye.
Toy, Crystal, Zelly, Nicole, Allison, Debbie, I love y'all, you guys. I'm sorry, it was just a thing.
Oh my god, that was a Kirby Enthusiasm episode.
for real.
But yeah, I mean, this is not anything new. Teej has done this to us before. Not forget the infamous LA event. Because what's funny is Teej would get us hyped about something. Like, man, y'all going? Man, we going? Let's go.
Because I damn sure checked in to see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we get there, and then he goes ghost, man.
I be having great intentions, but then I get into the thing, and I realize how unsociable I've become.
I think you really get that, like, that Terminator eye. Like, you look and you like pinpoint stuff, and you're like, this ain't happening with you. Your internal system just like
start analyzing, just,
right?
Yeah.
Likely of having, like, I could see in your scope, likely of having fun, 0%. Likely some ignorant comes on, 1,000%.
Yeah, but it was they had a lot of fun. Like I said, they had. Apparently, and TJ, when I talked to her, she said it was there till like 2 a.m. And people were coming in and out.
I could have came back if they'd have kept the party going. See, the problem is nobody can do shit on my hours. I have weird old hours other than most normal society.
TJ, nobody's going to do stuff with your hours. You
and that needs to be fucked up, because when I try to do shit in y'all hours, like it goes against my shit. But nobody wants to meet me for fucking waffles at 5 a.m. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Because we're old, bro.
Yeah.
We old, man. We can't do that stuff no more.
No, man. And
do you understand? Like, when me and Dave went to a we went to the New Edition concert, we met up like, oh, we about to get something to eat.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of other mitigating factors. Like, I literally had just woken up, like, maybe 90 minutes before all this. I wasn't my full self. Like, it's just, it was a thing. But, yeah, like, y'all hours don't work for me.
When you say y'all, you mean, like,
normal in and out to two.
Yeah, regular people.
Keep that shit going to six. I'll be there a little after seven. What's up?
Yeah. But no, I was, you know, last night was definitely a late night for me. You know, I went to a comedy show after.
How was it, Dave?
It was good. It was good. Shout out to my boy L. You know, I went out.
Shout out to my boy Chris Michaels. I know that was his event too. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. He was there DJing and you know, co-hosting, and yeah, it was cool, man. We had a little. Speaking of running out, so
did you run out of that too, Dave?
I didn't do this one. I wasn't there.
No, I didn't run out. I certainly could have, but about midway through the show, there was a fire alarm going off throughout the building, and I initially got concerned because we had some tornado watches last night, and I think like a mild one touched down in Oak Brook or something. So when I'm hearing these alarms going off, I'm like, oh snap, I hope a tornado ain't headed this way. But I think most of the bad storms had kind of died down by then. And so I was like, what is that noise? It just kept beeping and beeping and beeping. So then that's when Chris Michaels came on the microphone. Everybody, the fire marshal just said that we have to evacuate the building. And so as soon as he said evacuate, I'm like, oh shit, it is a tornado. But what happened was somebody apparently had been smoking weed in the bathroom. And it set off the alarms. And so the fire marshal showed up and said that we had to leave out of the venue and just go into the lobby area because it was at the Bar Louie out there in Madison. It's inside the hotel. So we had to go into the lobby of the hotel while the fire checked out the situation and made sure everything was safe. During that time, you know, people had been ordering food and drinks. So when we had to immediately get out of there, you know what happened after that.
Wait, did people like take their shit with them, or did they like
had ate and had already been drinking?
They didn't come back.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just go ahead and call it a night. And yeah, they did not return. So yeah, like there was a couple.
Hey man, y'all got to eat that one.
I don't condone it,
but I understand.
There was a couple literally that sat right next to me. They had a ton of food, and I, you know, if this wasn't COVID and I knew them, I might have ate some of what they left over. But they had.
We'll unpack that later, Dave. Go ahead.
They had ordered all this food, and they, you know, they definitely have been munching. But yeah, they was one of the ones that didn't return. And I literally, when they first had made the announcement, I talked to the bartender girl. I was like, hey, do you want me to settle this right now? Or, you know, I can just come back. And she was like, you ain't about to run out on us. I was like, no. I was like, I'm coming back. I'm going to be right in line. She's like, all right, I trust you. And yeah, so I came back and did the right thing. But yeah, a good amount of people did not. So.
Wow.
Hey, man, it's business. Yeah. It's never personal.
Man, have any of y'all ever dined and dashed?
Nah, bro.
Dined and dashed? Let me think.
I feel like I have once, but I, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it may have been something in the past. I don't remember the details on it, but it's possible.
I can't remember an instance doing so, but obviously that doesn't mean I haven't.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, normally, you know, I mean, not all the time. But I was going to say, you do that when you've been out drinking all night. And...
I'm going to go ahead and say no. I can't imagine a scenario where I can't imagine a scenario where I would. Because, like, am I going to a fine, you know, high-end restaurant and dining and dashing?
Yeah.
No. Am I dining and dashing at Bennigan's in college? I don't know.
It has to be some kind of scenario where the possibility would have been there.
I feel although like I can't. If I had really bad service, I feel like that would have been a scenario where.
Oh, if I'm getting a really bad service, I might not even eat that, bro. Because you can tell when you're really having bad service off the top.
Yeah.
But wow. I mean, does Dine and Dash, like, let's say, like, you was in a group setting where everybody was eating dinner, and then, you know, it's time to settle the check, and everybody forgot about your payment, and then y'all left out.
who you dining with, bro? Because I guarantee you, they gonna be like, hey, you out? All right, what did you have?
Right.
No, I'm just saying, like, you was there till the end, yeah. Like, nobody asked you for your loot, so it's like, hey,
I've had friends do that to me before. But
and I think I might know who you're talking about.
That was in high, mind you, that was in high school, so that, you know, things was a little bit different. But
I remember a time, Dave, where you went out with somebody, and then after they ate, I was like, oh yeah, I ain't got no money.
Oh well, yeah. There's
has that happened before? That sounds.
Yeah, I know that happened before.
there's been at least two people I know for sure that have done that to me.
By the way,
right?
Hey man, I just ordered this 3-course meal, but I ain't got no money.
Oh my god! But yeah, So that was another. It was just a night yesterday of people running out on stuff, which was hilarious. So,
wasn't it like a new moon eclipse or some shit? I don't know. It was a weird energy yesterday, I guess.
Man, was it?
Because listen, at the hotel, some motherfuckers came in, and I'm just trying to get to this level, but fucking rate was like 5:30, and these people came in and stayed in that bitch for about 2.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
But they
paid for the room for $530
for 2 hours. G,
are the rooms there that nice?
No.
Okay, what's the normal rate?
Man,
shit. Some it really depends. Sometimes you catch shit for like 109, but that shit goes up and down. But honestly. Obviously, I'm not gonna name this place, but right, I wouldn't pay more than $300 to stay in that bitch for a night.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is still a lot.
Yeah. Nah, I'm with you because I don't think I've ever been or seen the rooms, at the establishment, but I've been in the hotel, not that one, but I've been in one of the other locations, and it wasn't, wasn't worth that.
Wow.
So.
Push's album went number one. What y'all think? Have y'all listened yet?
No.
I did. Well, I skimmed it, and I liked it, but it wasn't. I felt like it wasn't like something I had to, bump all the time. There was a couple joints on there because I know Kanye and Pharrell did the majority of the production, right?
Yeah, they did half and half.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was definitely some nice tracks on there, but it wasn't. To me, the last joint, Daytona, was a little more exciting to me.
B, did you listen yet?
Yeah, I listened. It was all right. It's cool.
You give it a few listens or just a couple?
I gave it one.
Just one? Okay.
I gave it one run. Right,
you're going to have to do it again. I feel like, I think the last time we talked about this, I just wanted to say, like, B, you listened to it one time. Like, last time when we talked about this, I had listened to it, I think, just once or twice. And I was saying that, like, I didn't see any growth and, like, it was kind of okay. I just say all that to say that it's grown on me, and there's a lot to unpack once you got to really analyze the fucking lyrics, but he's saying some shit, and it's like a slow burn. It's like, it's really, like, I've been listening to it a lot over the last couple of days, so it grew on me way more than it had last week.
Did you listen to the new album by the greatest rapper of all time, Future?
I did not. And I'm going to do what I normally do for Future's albums. I am going to play and listen to a minute or two of the song. And if it doesn't grab me, then I'm moving on and never listening again. Like, the last Future song I really liked was Move That Dope.
It's been getting just raked across the coals on social media, man. It's just like people was like, this is the worst album ever.
You know what that means?
What?
The day the Geechee's coming.
It's here. Like, that means Future's run is over. Like, everybody has their run.
Yeah.
And if the consensus is this album is trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Future's run is officially over.
I'm wondering.
Does that mean the mumble rap is dead?
Despite that GQ cover and article.
I'm wondering if he kind of knew that was coming because he named the album I Never Liked You. So maybe he knew all his backlash was coming.
Now I really want to go listen to this. I hadn't listened yet.
Yeah.
So it's hot trash, huh?
I've never liked an entire Future album. I've liked, you know, cuts here and there, but yeah, I just never have seen myself listening to an entire Future album. So I think I would rather listen to Psy, who did the world infamous Gangnam Style record. He has a new album out right now. I think I'd rather listen to that instead.
Wow. Rather listen to the Gangnam Style dude's album than Future's?
Yeah. All right. Hey, man, Gangnam Style was that shit, man.
Don't all right. Was it? Was
all
it really?
All right.
It was.
No, Dave. No.
Gangnam Style. That was the joint, man.
I've never listened to a Future album in my life.
Yeah.
Won't plan on, won't start now. Same thing with Amigos. Never listened to one of their albums. Won't start now.
Shout out to Kev on stage, man. Happy birthday to Kev on stage, by the way. But his TikTok where he was talking about Future and that horrid article that GQ did calling him the greatest rapper of this, that, I don't know, century or whatever.
I'm saying GQ. We can call out Elliot by name.
I didn't want to say
I think he deserved that.
But yeah, no, Elliot.
Why not? We calling out Future with his whack ass album.
I really like and respect Elliot. I have to read this article.
That's fine. You can like and respect him and say he's wrong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was just trying not to say his name, but
the only Elliot we respect is from ET, and
no, Dave,
and Missy. Sorry.
Wait, was that one of the main characters in ET, Elliot?
That was the main. Well,
that was the main.
That's the white boy name.
Yeah.
No, I had no idea. I haven't seen ET since I was six or whatever. So I don't even remember. I don't remember the character name. Okay, but no, we respect other Elliots, right?
Yeah, Missy.
Yeah, Missy. Yeah.
Chad.
You know what I'm saying?
We have the YN too. We respect Elliot. I just don't know what the fuck he's on with this article. I got to read it, but just what I've seen of it so far, I'm not getting it. But yeah, I think Future's run is over.
Elliot Ness, yeah, E Ness, we respect him too.
Yo, speaking of which, did you see that thing about Chopper from the band? Like, he's arrested for sex trafficking or something.
Oh, pimping.
Chopper's a pimp. Like, what world are we in?
Man, dude. But it's just so funny that you actually talked him up, Drew, because I think you had mentioned him like a couple weeks ago. And then,
hey man,
then that article came out.
Hey man, he had that song on the Hustle and Flow soundtrack and got inspired.
Oh wow, I didn't realize he had anything outside of the band.
No, he had one song called I See You Little Daddy or something like that. I think that was the name of the song that was on that sound, the Hustle and Flow soundtrack. And then he got inspired by the whole pimping thing by your man DJ.
Imagine being pimped by Chopper.
Hey ho, go give me some cheesecake.
I was just gonna say, like, the dude that you giving all your money to really walked from fucking Manhattan to Brooklyn for cheesecake and back. He walked there and back. He did that.
Yeah.
Yo, they called them the first Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Wait, Dave, did you just throw in a Jadakiss?
He did.
Yeah. He did.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Man,
but make it make sense though, bro. He's
nah.
Did y'all see your man Elon Musk is about to complete his mission to take over
the world
and his evil empire? It's happening, man.
He's taking over the world, or is he just buying Twitter?
Ebon Twitter.
Well, as a non-tweeter, Terrence, you may not make the association, but yes.
Yeah. Twitter's not the world to me. So, Not really
Twitter
the same thing.
Affects your world. You just don't realize it because you don't really use Twitter at all.
Yeah. And I know it ain't the world.
How does it affect my world?
Right.
Because stuff happens because of Twitter.
Yeah. Like what?
There's a lot of porn stars on there. So,
I get that. Yeah. That's fun. Yeah. But, but my point is ain't nothing that's really life changing to me happened on Twitter.
Well, he's saying that.
I get what he's saying. It's
free speech.
Yeah, it's going to be open more to free speech, and it's going to be less restrictive. And to me, it's like that already. But
Donald Trump can openly say on Twitter again that he wants to put black people back in slavery, and because of free speech, it's going to be okay for him to say it.
Well, he already said he ain't doing it, so.
Yeah, he's saying he's going to stay on his own platform, which apparently is one of the top-selling apps on the App Store.
And the weirdest thing
see how many
see
votes
that
nigga
phone.
Got, right?
So,
I said, you see how many votes that nigga got?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
He got his people.
Yeah, and it's the weirdest thing to see it on somebody's phone. I done seen it a
you
couple times.
You saw it on somebody's phone?
Yeah,
oh,
bro.
Wow.
I told you I work in the middle of Magaland.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, shit. Like, how cool are you with this person?
No, I ain't cool with him. I'm just a customer, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was calling you a nigga in his head.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Fix my phone, you nigger. With the hard ER,
with
too.
With the hard ER. Yeah.
He probably went outside and wiped it down after you touched it.
Right.
Man. I said, sir, your phone crashed. I'm sorry. It got bullshit on it. I wanted to say that, but I couldn't, you know.
Like, I low-key would... I'm interested to see what happens on this app.
No, I'm not. It's going to be a lot of hard ERs everywhere. Yeah, so I don't get... Like I said, I've got everybody making this big deal about him buying it. Okay, he bought it. Great. It's not the end of the world for me.
Have you been seeing these tweets he's been sending out? Because I know TJ and I was talking about this yesterday. I thought all of them were fake, but apparently some
about
are
the
real
Coke. About the Coca-Cola, that was funny.
Yeah.
Now, that one was funny.
TJ, these are real?
Well, some of them are. I haven't looked in a couple days, but like the one when he joked about, he said, next time I'm going to buy Coca-Cola and put cocaine back in it. That one was real. And then he did say that he was going to buy all commercial health clubs and replace their shitty playlist with just 50s Get Rich or Die Trying.
Wow.
Wait, so the one where he talked about buying McDonald's and fixing all the ice cream machines, that was fake?
That one I don't know. I don't remember that one. I did see that one, but I don't remember if that was fake or not. So there's some fake ones going around that's funny, but he's also, you know, has a bit of a sense of humor. He fucking hosted SNL once, so, you know, he has a bit of a sense of humor beneath that personality of his. So...
Donald Trump also hosted SNL, just so you know.
Okay, but he wasn't funny.
Shouts out to the person who made a meme about him buying a River Oaks Mall for $7.25.
No, that was hilarious.
Wait,
that
I also saw one, they said he was going to buy a Sheba Cherie for $8.75.
Yeah, speaking of which, the season premiere of Atlanta comes on tonight. So, yeah, make sure.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You talking about Housewives for real?
Yeah, Real Housewives, bro. Like,
I think we'll spend enough time talking about Atlanta. We can talk about that.
I have not gotten into the new season yet.
I'm like three episodes behind, so I got to catch up with that.
I think I'm one episode behind.
We don't spend enough time discussing that show. God, man.
Well, it just came back.
The last one I saw was the one where somebody took Paperboy's phone.
Okay, yeah, I think I saw the one after that. That one was hilarious, by the way.
Y'all like one episode back.
Okay.
I
think I saw one after that. But Atlanta is great. I didn't realize, I just saw an article recently where I guess people have been making comparisons between that show and Dave. And apparently Donald Glover wasn't happy about that.
I get
why there are comparisons.
Yeah.
I don't. Please walk me through it.
Is this the kind of like the dry sense of humor, the not overt, typical sitcom, you know what I mean? Like things that happen for laughs. So it just takes a more kind of real life, everyday look at the characters, but and the humor is, you know what I mean? It's just not typical.
I get that.
Plus, there's a lot of like out of the box episodes. Like, there's no like, there isn't always a consistency. You know, where you know, this episode will lead into this. Sometimes you'll have an episode that might, you know, totally veer from, you know, where the storyline was going, and it'll, you know, circle back.
So, but that's more so Atlanta than I thought there with Dave, I think. I didn't think Dave did that a lot.
But also, I think the hip-hop angle in both of the shows as well, with the hip-hop artists and the shit that artists go through, the look that we get to see of the shit artists go through that we would probably have never seen on other shows, I think that's a big part of the comparison as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, it's definitely been an interesting season, and, you know, I'm... definitely looking forward to you know, finishing out. Also, just been watching, you know, Ozark, one of my favorite shows that just came back with the final episodes. I think we're on episode 5 now, so we're trying to hurry up through that. But
never watched the episode.
Oh my god, that show is amazing.
How many seasons of Ozark is there?
4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I made it halfway through season 1.
I'm midway through the last season of Succession.
So, I don't watch that one either.
Oh fuck, I didn't. Yeah. I need to get back into it. I watched the first season. I've been season 2 been sitting in my queue, but I haven't started yet.
Yeah. So I'm almost caught up on that. So yeah, man.
Succession is good, Drew. The thing. Yeah.
What platform is that on?
Succession on HBO Max.
Okay. Yeah.
The thing with Succession, you just got to keep in mind is every single person is a despicable asshole. So they're going to stress you out, but it's really compelling.
I just started realizing that the father is does the voiceovers for the McDonald's commercials. Like all those McDonald's commercials where he'd be like, ba da ba ba ba. That's the dad from Succession.
Nice.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
you know what else is really good on HBO Max? The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, I heard that too. I heard that.
Gee,
heard
that shit good. Is hilarious.
I'm gonna have to check that out, and I still got to check out Winning Time. I haven't seen that.
Winning Time is great.
Yo, I just started. I'm 2 episodes in. Drew, you watched the whole thing?
Because they got this week's episode, and next week's gonna be the season finale. I watched everything.
B, did you watch it?
I've seen most of it. I didn't see the first couple. I came in one day and caught it on and just watched like 3 episodes in a row. But I missed the first 2.
All right. So
let me tell you.
So I didn't I saw when they were in training camp.
Oh shit. I'm only 2 episodes in. Go ahead.
I missed the first 2, but I saw training camp up until the bike accident.
Okay. So yeah, you were in the middle.
I caught it right in the middle. I didn't see the first 2.
But let me tell you, like I said, I think I've said it on a previous podcast. They got Magic Johnson looking like such a hoe in this damn show.
Well, he kind of was.
I know he was.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, nice, yeah. He got the proof.
Everything. right. Oh.
I knew it was a matter of time.
Doesn't
still
have the proof.
Anyway, another thing.
I think that receipt is gone now.
Have y'all heard about Jerry West's problem with the show?
No.
Like, I think he's either threatening to sue or he may have, but he has a huge issue with the depiction of himself on the show, and I'm 2 episodes in, and I very much understand why, because that nigga was, the way they tell it, he was insufferable, and he hated Magic Johnson. He did not want Magic on the Lakers. He wanted them to draft, was it Sidney Moncrief?
I thought it was Bird.
No, Bird went the year before.
No, they came out the same year, bro.
No, Bird went the year before.
No, he, bro.
Celtics.
Bro, I'm trying to say.
Look at the 79 draft, bro. I know they played in the championship game that year before or something, but listen, look it up. Bird went in 78.
Okay.
Magic went in 79.
Because I remember on the show they said they were both rookies, so that's what I'm just saying.
I don't know how Bird went in the 78 draft, but he did, and Magic went in 79.
Okay.
I definitely got to check it out. I'm trying to finish Succession first, but I'm definitely going to check that out.
But it is, I mean, Jerry West kicked, screamed, threw shit, crashed, broke windows and doors. He did not want Magic Johnson on his team, and so obviously quit.
Who's the source that's giving them this information?
It's based on a book about them. So,
but a book. Do you know who wrote the book?
I forgot his name, but.
Was he there?
I don't remember. He wrote a book. I mean, and he obviously talked to all these people, most of these people, I guess, in the organization. So he has credible sources of who he wrote the book on.
That's what I'm asking. What the source is credible to?
Yeah,
because like when they have, there's for example, a meeting between Magic and Kareem. Like, who else heard that? How do y'all know what was said in there? You know,
he
what
might
I'm
have
saying?
Talked to Magic or Kareem, nigga. What do you think?
I mean, but from what I'm hearing from, not even from before I started watching Winning Time, I know for a fact that people always used to say that Jerry West was kind of like a grumpy old man, even when he was, you know, younger. So it's like,
yeah, no, that's what they depicted,
right? So that's what they gave him, right?
Yeah, and I'm
so
I,
you're
I,
saying so did they talk to the put like Magic? Did he have any involvement in the show?
No, because Magic mattered too.
Yeah.
Okay. So there goes that, CJ. He didn't talk to Magic. Did Kareem have any involvement with anything?
Read the fucking credits, man. Nah. I don't know.
Nah, Kareem,
no, my point is when you're making Kareem a biography, who are they getting this information from is what I'm trying to find out. How credible this biography is.
That information is all out there. You're welcome.
Because now when you're talking about private conversations, how do you know what was said in that private conversation if no one who was privy to that spoke to you as the author?
Yeah. Well, to your point, BA, too, it's like I feel like even if they had gotten permission from it, they would have put their own spin on it anyway.
It's a fictionalized version.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they even say it in the show.
Because, like, with Wu-Tang, obviously, all of them are involved in the show, but they, you know, they put all of this to make it entertaining. So I'm sure that this is the same scenario, but it's probably, you know, obviously, it's more leaning controversial than favoring, you know, in a lot of ways. So
yeah, so I get that. I mean, and by the way, TG, he did get drafted in 78, but went back to school, so. But yeah, I mean, I get it, but you know, some of it is based on truth, like, and then some of it, like, they show like the Lakers playing the Philadelphia 76ers at one point, the Clippers, the San Diego Clippers, and they had a baby Kobe Bryant in the crowd.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Wow.
There was one scene when they talked about the first game of Magic's rookie season, and they literally won, and he went to hug Kareem like they won a championship, and Kareem kind of pushed them off. Like, so they went to that story too. I saw that part,
right?
Which I know for a fact that happened. So that show gave you more insight in terms of what Kareem's line of thinking was,
right,
in that moment,
right.
So it's certain things that it makes sense, but at the same time, my thing is like anytime it's a biography and the people who were there didn't really have involvement in making it, then I gotta, you know, my antennas go up. Like,
how much like taking with a grain of salt.
Right. So how accurate are we if the people who were there aren't really contributing to your biography?
Right.
Speaking of basketball, man, I want to touch on this. I've been touch on this for like weeks, man. And you know, please forgive me. You know, we've gotten into other stuff, but so, Brittany Griner, WNBA superstar. You know,
what about her?
Obviously, she's been detained in Russia for months now. And last week, the U.S. and Russia did a prisoner swap. Mm-hmm. Former U.S. Marine Trevor Reed was freed from Russian custody. And, you know, we sent over one of Russia's prisoners to them last week. And when that happened, everybody was like, yo, what about Brittany Griner? Like, you know, we haven't heard any new updates, you know, since she was detained for what happened, a vape pen or whatever in her carry-on baggage when she was trying to leave the country. And, you know, it's definitely not looking good, you know, because there's been nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like they say, like the U.S. has been, you know, trying to work through, you know, different, you know, delegations or whatever to try to get her out, but nothing has been heard from this, you know, young lady. And it's like, you know, it's fucked up.
No, very much so. But sadly, I feel like, you know, we know what is at the heart of this, of the inaction or seeming inaction of it all.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know, but you know,
I mean, it's just like, I don't want to put the, like, it's definitely political. I'm not never going to say that, but she got to hold some responsibility for that too. You know what's about, you know what's going down.
But I mean, like, her detainment happened like right the like same week or something.
They definitely are using her as a fucking ploy for sure.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they say that the you know, WNBA is trying to say less and push more privately, but it's like, you know, I guess to not exacerbate the situation, but it just feels like there's not being enough done. You know what I mean? And again, you know, TJ, like to your point, it's just like, you know, she's Black. I believe she's LGBTQ or whatever. And you know, so it's, you have those factors as well. And it's just, I don't know, man. They say her next court date is supposed to be set for May 19th, but you know, she could face, you know, up to 10 years in prison for having a damn vape pen.
I mean, bro, like it's all craziness, but yeah. Hopefully she just get out, you know, they figure something out and, you know, just get her out of there, because this could be a long process. Hopefully, no.
Yeah.
Like everybody worried. Yep. Some people worried about her coming back to the league. I'm like, I just want her to get back home and just live life.
Let me ask y'all a real quick question. Y'all think if 45 was in office, she'd be back by now?
Hmm. Wow.
If 45 in office, they probably wouldn't have taken her in the first place.
No, I guess I'm asking because, I mean, 45 got ASAP Rocky home.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's very true. But I think, I think the whole thing, them detaining her over the little hashish oil they found or whatever, I think that was part of a very strategic move, because that motherfucker knew he was getting ready to invade Ukraine. And he's stockpiling, like, you know, tricks in his bag. So I honestly think that's what's behind it. It was very strategic.
Yeah. So, get a high-profile American in custody, you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, part of it, yeah. Especially when you know you're about to fucking invade Ukraine, and they're going to get the support of America and the West and, you know, the rest of NATO and all that good shit. So, you know, as many tricks as you can get in your bag. Oh, I get a chance to fucking take this high profile American athlete. Yeah. And she's Black and gay. So they probably not going to be as, you know, enthusiastic or as pressed. Yes. That shit was strategic as fuck. She's being used as a ploy.
Yeah. And that's sad. That's totally sad. But hopefully she comes back soon, gets out soon. They work this out.
Yeah,
because we know it could be definitely a long, drawn out process.
Yeah, and shit, maybe we can trade the baby for her too, because, you know, Lord knows.
Trade the baby. I'm trying to think of somebody else despicable, and
no, they, you can just put that nigga under the jail.
Right. The baby needs to be in jail in a 34-step program.
Can we just start calling this nigga Jonathan Kirk? I don't want to call a grown man the baby no more.
I mean, we call baby forever. You know what I mean? I don't. What is the baby? I mean, baby's real name. I don't even remember.
Jonathan Kirk. Oh wait, no.
He's talking about Birdman. Birdman. Right. We call him Birdman.
We never called him Birdman. We never really called him baby.
Yeah.
This dude, that dude is just mad despicable. And now they bringing up the fact that like whoever he killed in at the Walmart, probably doing a blue light special.
It wasn't really self defense.
Right. Yeah.
And then there's another case. I don't know if you saw the other one where the guy, he had rented his property to shoot a music video. And I guess there was a clause or whatever in the agreement where he could only have a certain amount of people there. And of course, he had like 40 plus people. Right. And so the dude showed up to tell them to get off the property. And of course, that didn't go well. And I think the baby's one of his guys attacked the dude and knocked his tooth out. So now he's being sued for that. So yeah.
Yeah. Some people don't deserve to have money, and he one of them.
Yeah.
He is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Because money, all money does is like magnify how you really are.
Yep. My man Fonte said it best.
What'd he say though?
They say money changes, but money don't change. It only makes you more like you already are.
Yeah, that is that exact thing.
Yeah.
Dave is really gonna leave that in the air for those who didn't even know the lyric.
Right.
Hey, I'm sorry. Well, on that note, yo, we want to thank y'all once again for tuning in. We're back.
Sorry for the wait, y'all.
We're back, and thank you. Keep supporting, keep listening, keep telling everybody. Man, stay safe out there. Stay tuned for another episode of On the Series 33 and 3rd podcast. Follow us on Twitter, on IG, on other social media sites. And,
get the merch.
Get the merch. And, love y'all and be safe out there. It's gotta be May.
Sir.
Yep, I said it.
Yep. Bye. Right.